Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have the head coach for the Newton Colfax Mingapella Aqua Girls, Kaylee Frankie, joining us. And Kaylee, thanks for spending time today. On this Saturday, a big meet today coming up at Marshalltown Districts. Just kind of your feeling of how the team is situated going into this.
We've had a really, really distinct practice plan the last 2 weeks. It's been individualized by the swimmer and their event. So I think they're going in well prepared. Everyone's workouts were made not only specific to their training group or XYZ, but specific to them and what they want to succeed in. And I think we've equipped them the best that we can. And now it's a matter of them just truly getting in and swimming their hearts out and putting all of that training to work.
The district meet up in Marshalltown, what about the competition there? How strong is that?
It's a pretty big blend of teams that are comparable to ours and teams that have swimmers a little bit better and swimmers that aren't quite where some of ours are at. And so it's a good blend. Our girls will get true competition. They'll have people to pace with. We're excited to see some of the teams from outside of our region, like the Iowa City teams and teams we don't typically get to swim against. Because that gives, like I said, more variety for our girls to pace against and things like that and truly go all out in the pool.
And you've had quite a bit of amount of time here with your lineup set about who's doing what. So,
yeah,
it's ready to go and just perform well, right?
Yes. I told the girls, I said, most of you are either swimming something that's new to you this month or you've done to this since the start of this season this Saturday, but you're all doing what you show the greatest promise in right now. And that's what I need you to show up and show as that promise within that race that you've all worked for or that Kara or I have seen within you. And so everybody is either doing something that they've done forever and a half even, or it's something that is new to them this month, but based on the way they pace in other events, we knew they'd show talent in this late season time frame.
And of course, this is a swan song possibly, and you know, hopefully they'll qualify, but Harper Barton, Tori White, and Riley Moffitt, your seniors.
Yeah, so what a senior class to start with, right?
Yeah,
I've been very, very blessed with those girls. Briley's leadership is incomparable. She is somebody that can bring every type of swimmer all together for our team. She's definitely, I would call her our melting point. She's what kind of makes it all come together at all levels. And then we see great push and drive and leadership from Tori and Harper. And they are really who push all the girls to drop their time and excel forward. And always race to your highest standard. And with that blend, I've just been very, very lucky with this group of seniors.
With this little spell here, have you had kind of yourself a chance to, I mean, you got into this right away, and it seems like it's kind of meet after meet after meet. Have you had a chance to kind of catch your breath here over the last, you know, week and a half or so?
Yes. I'm also our local aquatics director, so actually didn't get a breather because our club team, their start of season overlaps with the end of season for our high school girls. So it's been a little busy, but good kind of busy. I made a joke to my boss today between really investing in our club season this, or our club program this summer, and then going straight into, like, there was a 2.5 week gap. This high school girl season, I feel like I've been coaching a marathon and not a sprint for sure. We're in about 6 straight months of active season right now for me. It feels like this is the pinnacle of a much longer journey. I got to meet a lot of these girls as their summer coach before our season even started. I mean, Tori Van Clay and I have been hanging out since May, and before I knew I'd get to be their high school coach and I'd get to invest in them further. And so it's kind of a neat pinnacle of, this is really the end of my first chunk of time leading swimmers from our area, swimmers in Newton. And these next 2 weekends will be a big pinnacle moment for that. And I'm just excited. I've truly gotten to see and serve swimmers in Jasper County from the start of their career to those coming to the end of it, all in a 6 month span. And this feels like a really beautiful tie off to the last 6 months.
Do you find when the people you've coach before, you know, come back. Do they keep swimming? You know, is that something they continue to do all their lives mostly?
I mean, I did. Yeah. So, there yes. You go. And we've got quite a few. We've got alumni swimmers and older swimmers in the area, but that aren't from the area, working with our girls all the time. And we all know one of the legends I got to follow. Her name is Sarah Patterson, yes. And she still regularly swims in this pool and swims master meets. My assistant coach, Kara Gronenboom, is an alumni of this team. Yeah. She is an NCMP Aqua girl through and through. She still actively swims and competes. So I would say most of us at some point find our way back to the water. We might not stay in right after high school or right after college.
A lot of things going
but
on.
But everybody then. Finds their way back into the pool or an open swim or a triathlon eventually.
That's neat. Okay. So, you know, what's kind of the final message to the girls as they get set to once you get off the bus or whatever you're taking up there to Marshalltown? Just kind of what's the final words of wisdom you're going to kind of shed their way, or haven't really thought about that yet?
I've thought about many things I'd want to say to them at the end of the season. I'm trying to think about which is the most important. But girls, before I even got here, you set the goal of new beginning and the same results. And this is your chance to show no matter who is leading you, you can be led well and have the same successful story. And so go and chase exactly that down like you have been all season. That is what I would say to my girls at this point in the year. They set that goal of new beginnings but same results multiple weeks before they knew I would be a part of this story. And this is their chance to show everyone that they've pulled off exactly that.
All right. So that sounds like a good way to send them off to me. So we wish them best of luck. Harper Barton and Tori White and the rest of the group. Hopefully they can swim their best and move on to state.
Yeah. I agree. And, you know, Harper and Tori are wonderful, and I have no doubt in my mind we'll see them in Iowa City next week. But I'd keep my eyes on some of my younger underclassmen. Ones?
Like Reed McLeod, maybe?
Reed McLeod, Temple Barton, and Julia Netter three underclassmen I would not ignore in the upcoming weeks. Right. Those three show great promise and can match their upperclassmen with a lot of zest and zeal. So.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot about Temple there. I shouldn't have forgot about her.
No.
We talked about Double Barton the other day.
Yeah, we did. Temple Barton is not one you can easily forget. No, definitely not. Those are three underclassmen to watch for sure.
All right. Well, best of luck.
Thank you. And it's always nice to be on Coach's Corner.
And that is Kaylee Frankie, the head coach of the Newton Colfax Wingapella Aqua Girls, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.